Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Crispy on the Web. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to the Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers recap right here on Everything About Reality TV. So let's get right into it. Ryan, they got back to camp, the Hustlers tribe. Ryan decided to start wearing Simone's clothing as she left a good majority of her clothing still at the camp. Patrick as well. And also Ryan asked Patrick, who do you prefer to stay in the game? Patrick said Allie. Ryan said Lauren is next to go. Lauren felt like she was on the outs. And also she wants to be included in the plan for the tribe. What was I going to say here? And then Allie said, if Patrick goes, the tribe is pretty well weak. Yes, you got to remember, when you're in the tribe format, before you go into the individual game, pretty much you have to keep your tribe strong in order to, get further in the game. You have to keep the tribe strong, and, maybe getting Patrick out is not the smartest idea. Getting Patrick out is just not the smartest idea at this point of time. So, maybe it'll be good just to keep Patrick at the moment. Also, he's good at challenges. He's also good in camp life as well. So, at the Heralds camp, Chrissy said they need to trust us. Ben said Ashley is a hard worker. JP is also a hard worker. Alan's just a hothead, and he's a loose cannon. Obviously, we're going back to talking about when Alan kind of said, "Oh, Ashley and JP are power couple. They have an idol." So we're bringing all that back. That's all coming in to into it. So Ryan could get a coconut. Alan couldn't get a coconut open. Took him 30 minutes. Alan said he's an NFL player. It's tough out here. GP came back with a fish. Ashley said he has become a provider in this camp. So GP is kind of becoming kind of like the Rupert Boneham of the season. I shouldn't be quoting. That's what Rupert did back in his season. He provided for his tribe, pretty much. And so that's what GP is doing. So she said that she can't talk to JP since Alan said they are a power couple and they apparently found an idol, which they didn't. She also said she is ready for him to go next if they lose the obviously if they lose the challenge. Ben and Ashley talking about Alan, and his thoughts are very wide open. Alan's not afraid to, share his thoughts publicly, actually open his mouth with it, and to kind of talk out his thoughts. You know what I mean. You guys know what I mean, right? Colin, Jessica, they were spending a ton of time together, it is kind of scary to think, Heralds camp, there is Ashley and JP duel, and then also now in the, Healers camp, you have Jessica and Cole, or Cole and Jessica. So, going back to the Healers camp, she is a very religious person. Jessica says she is very religious. Cole told her Mike doesn't have an idol, so kind of ensuring, okay, he doesn't have an idol. We should be good. Also told her that Joe actually has the idol, and, you know, that kind of, you know, does raise, red, you know, it does, you know, it does raise a red flag, definitely. It does indeed raise a red, indeed raise a red flag, for the whole tribe, because possibly, you know, this could be, you know, leverage to get Joe out before, you know, the merge happens, if they actually happen to lose the next challenge. So, you know, it could, you know, it could be, you know, it could be leverage to get Joe out, at this point of the game. So, you never know. You never know what will happen in this game. So, Jessica kissed Cole on the cheek. Ryan saw Patrick looking for an idol, so now all idol paranoia is going on here. So Patrick said, hustlers keep on moving. Ellie told Patrick to, you know, play it smart, play it cool, and not go idol crazy. Back at the, I think it's Hustlers camp, Joe's complaining the food was raw, and, you know, he was checking the food, so, not all is great at all the camps, you know. There's a lot of problems, I guess you would say. There's a lot of problems, in the camps. There are, you know, there's complainers, there's idols being found, there's, you know, there's romances going on, or showmances going on, and, in the camps. So, you know, there's so much going on right now. There is indeed so much going on at the moment in this game. So, okay, so girls told him, you know what? You're going to complain? Know what? Next time you can cook. You can cook the meal, and we can be the one to, I guess, well, not to eat it, you know? Next time you cook it instead. If you're going to complain, then know what? You're going to cook it instead. So, you know, just, you know, they just said that to him. And I would say the exact same thing to him. No, I would. I would actually say the exact same thing to him. If he was complaining about my cooking, I would do it. So, Cole talking to Jessica. If they lose, they send Joe home with the idol in his pocket as a souvenir. Cole told the other ladies, the other girls, if they lose, split the votes, we'll get Joe out. And if Joe is a bigger guy, so I guess maybe a bigger threat, possibly, yes. And then Jessica saying not to say anything to Joe. So that way, if he doesn't know that they're going to be targeting him, he won't be using the idol. Because if they tell him, then he will more likely use the idol, and then he will, you know, he will, he will be safe again. He will be there for another 3 days. So the muting challenge is the muting challenge. I must race through an obstacle course. Use sandbags to, you know, knock over blocks, and then they have to restack the blocks. The first two tries to finish wins immunity, and also they are playing for reward. The first to finish is, first finish gets chicken for a reward. Second to finish is eggs, courtesy of the first, the team to finish. Obviously the eggs are from the chickens from the first prize, for the reward. So Mike set out, this challenge, as they need, I think the hustlers had, not the hustlers, sorry, the healers had to sit someone out, to all three tribes during the challenge were on the mat. Lauren, Ryan were up. Rourke was up last for the healers. Cole was for the healers. Patrick for the hustlers. Heroes was one. Healers with one. Heroes and healers started to stack. Hustlers tried to, you know, switch up with Patrick. But Patrick said, no, I got this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to continue. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to actually finish this, you know, challenge. So Patrick finally got it after he sort of struggled. You know, Patrick sort of did struggle a bit. But my question, I was questioning him quite a lot. I was thinking, why doesn't Patrick switch off? Like, if I was struggling like him, I would actually switch. No, I would. I would actually switch off. I would actually switch off with someone else if I was struggling like he was, you know? So, you know, that's what I would have done. But, you know, I didn't. Not me. So, I mean, he didn't. So, I was kind of questioning Patrick at that point. I was really, really, you know, questioning Patrick at that point. Was that the smart move, or was that like a dumb move? You know, that's what I was thinking. Was it smart or was it dumb? You know, that was my first thought. I was like, was that a good move? No, I actually don't think so. I was thinking, no, that was not a smart move. I would have changed, you know. But then, of course, you know, switching could take a little longer, you know. It could take a bit to switch, you know. It would cost more time. So I kind of do see the reason, though, behind it, why he didn't switch. I understand a bit more why he did not switch with someone else in his tribe. So, okay. So healers missed Patrick finally got it. Healers missed a block. Heroes won immunity and a reward. And then Ryan struggled to get up. Healers won immunity and the reward. Patrick said he should have switched with someone else. And I think Patrick was, regretting it. You know, I think Patrick was actually regretting it. I think he really, really did regret it. So, Lauren wasn't too happy with him, obviously. Lauren wants him out. So, Ryan said that he wants him out, but they are going to get Lauren out of this game. So, Lauren said he said he looked tired, and they tried to sub in for him as he was tired. But, you know, she said it was a one-man show. Like, it felt like a one-man show. Like, he was, you know, the spotlight of the whole thing. And, you know, he didn't want to switch, pretty much. So, Patrick pretty well costed them the challenge. She said... Patrick was grinning about it. I don't know why. That kind of seems kind of odd that he was actually grinning over it. I think it was kind of odd. He was kind of grinning over losing the challenge for them. I don't know why he was doing that. I have no clue. I was kind of questioning that too. I was like, why is he grinning? Why would you be happy you lost? Honestly, because honestly, you're going to lose a tribe member. You will lose a tribe member. Like, you're going to tribal council. You are going to lose a tribe member. And it's not good. You're down another man or another woman on your tribe, like another tribe mate. You're down somebody. You're pretty well screwing yourselves over. So, you know, I would just wipe that smile off his face. And, you know, I would say, you know, you shouldn't just be smiling that you lost. Maybe the fact, and also, she said that she knows that he's obviously going to be voting for her. It is very, 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 very obvious. It is very, very obvious that she is voting for him. He is voting for her, And it is obvious. It is truly obvious. I sensed it. I kind of did sense it a bit that he is voting for her and, you know, voting her out of this game. I knew it. I sensed it. I know I sensed it there. And I knew something was not right. You know, something was not right whatsoever with Patrick at that point. So, where was I? Allie said that she has to figure out who's going to go out. Lauren said she trusts Allie. And obviously he is the oddball. So obviously, I guess Patrick is the odd man out at this point. Ryan doesn't know what to do. Ryan actually was thinking, you know what, I'm going to keep Patrick because he's strong in challenges. And, you know, and he's good at camp and Lauren's a little bit weaker. So kind of weighing the options, you know. He is weighing the options that they can do that could help them further in this game. You know, maybe keep the team more stronger or the tribe more stronger through the next few challenges, you know? It could happen. He said he's going back and forth. He's undecided who he's going to vote for. Nevin said if they keep Lauren, they will lose the next challenge. So obviously now, you know, if they keep Lauren, it's going to weaken the team. And then if they keep Patrick Gill and got rid of Lauren, it would keep them as a strong team, you know? If they got rid of Lauren and kept Patrick, you know what I mean? If Patrick stayed, Lauren went strong. If Lauren stayed, Patrick went, then the tribe's just going to get weaker, you know? You got to think smart, you know? I know you want to get big threats out, but this is not the time. This is still early, the early stages. You know, this is still this is still early in the game. It's early. Like, it's too early in this game right now. You know, it is too early in this game to get, you know, it's too early to get someone out. That's a big threat, you know? It is too early. Like, it's way too early at this point because it's only the beginning of, six, seven, eight at this point? You know? I think this is the early pivotal point of the game. Like, this is, like, you're just starting the game out. It's, like, only day eight or day nine or whatever, you know? It's still early. It's still very, very much early in the game to get someone a big threat out. Maybe at Merge, yes, you could do it. But at this point, getting Patrick out probably was not, that's not a good thing. Getting Patrick out at this point probably is not a smart move, if you ask me. It is not a smart move at this point. I think it's kind of dumb, if you ask me. I'm thinking, what are you doing? Why get Patrick out when you guys need a strong tribe? I was screaming in my head. My head was screaming, no, don't get Patrick out. He is a strong player, you know? It's like, oh, man. It's so dumb. Where was I here? So, if talking about, they're talking about that they lost, it's not working. I think this is Tribal Council, this is Tribal Council. Lauren talking about the one person, that's taking the game to their own level. Lauren said, you know, it's not a one-man show. Obviously, referring to Patrick, taking the game to his own level, doing stuff for him, not the whole tribe. It's still in the tribe based, like I said, that they're still in the tribe base part of the game right now. We're still in tribes. We're not in one merge. We're not in one tribe. We're not merged yet. We have a long way from a merge. We're not even we're not even close to one yet, I don't think. Give it a several more weeks, and merge will happen. But right now, there's no merge right now. Like there's no merge right now. There's nothing, you know. I think it's a dumb move, honestly, that they want to get Patrick out. What? So what? He screwed up one challenge. He screwed up, and you're pretty well, you know, crucifying him for it, or you're not crucifying him, but I mean throwing him under the bus for one little mistake. Come on, like, you know, yes, he's, you know, been kind of odd. He's been kind of odd in the first few weeks, but, you know, he's getting into the game now. I think he's getting into game mode whatsoever. Ali said Patrick took a executive decision. You got to respect it, you know. He said, you know what, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to not give up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trying. You know, he made that decision for him. You know, and that's probably the best move. You know, that's the only thing you can do. So, Lauren said he is not a good competitor. He is an idol hunter. So, obviously, she's bringing up the whole fact that he was looking for an idol. He already is looking for that idol, make sure that he is safe. So it is obvious Patrick is voting for her. Lauren said it will be a blindside, Jeff. And I agree with her. You know, I agreed. She said it's right. It's going to be a blindside. It's either her or it's going to be him that goes. And it's going to be a complete blindside. So it's like a relationship. That's what Jeff said. Also, you know, you got to have the good chemistry going on. Devin and Lauren were to vote to keep the chemistry flowing, keep the chemistry going. Ryan said, we are never going to give up. We're going to keep on going. Also, they aren't the CEO of the company. They will be mopping floor for a while. So they went to the vote. Lauren voted for Pat, obviously. And then Pat voted for Lauren. So the two obvious votes that we know of were Lauren voted for Pat, Pat voted for Lauren. So the first vote were Patrick's. The next vote was for Lauren. Patrick, two votes for Patrick. And the third person voted out of Fiverr was Patrick. Patrick said on his way out of Tribal Council, you guys are awful. So he's not happy. Patrick's not happy, I can tell. So next week, the game flips upside down. They'll be switching tribes. So that will be interesting. That will be a very, 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 very interesting episode indeed. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About Auto TV. Also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the feed on podcast.com. Tune in, iTunes, and Player FM. And also, you can follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, at Chris B on the Web. And I will see you guys on the next podcast next week. Have a good weekend. I will see you guys on next week's podcast. Bye for now.